You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. T.R., last time we talked, we were sitting on a couch with Richard Justice in Orlando, Florida. I hope that you had as much fun as I did. Did you?
I had a great time with Danny. I don't know about Richard, but I definitely had a great time with Danny.
All right, TR. So before we get started, I need to know if you could give a grade to the Rangers for their performance at the winter meetings. What kind of grade would you give them?
Well, they didn't do a whole lot, so you can't give them an A. But, you know, they did sign Chris Martin, a kid from Arlington, a great story. This is a kid who got drafted by the Tigers and the Rockies, blew out his shoulder in college, ended up out of baseball for 3 years working for Lowe's Warehouse and UPS, got back into the game through the Red Sox, pitched a little bit with the Yankees and the Rockies, went to Japan, spent 2 years there, and now he's going to be in the Rangers bullpen. It's a great story, and he's got some great numbers over in Japan, so I think this guy could really help the Rangers from a relief standpoint, but I think it's an even better story. So I'd give an A in human interest and in improving their bullpen.
Oh, I like that a lot. And this is Chris Martin, not the Coldplay singer, but Chris Martin, the baseball player, right, TR?
Well, it turns out I didn't get that joke in Orlando because I've never heard of Coldplay or Chris Martin, but I guess that shows you how old I am.
Well, that's all right. That's okay. All right, so listen, you mentioned the Rangers, pretty quiet winter meetings, as I think most teams did have, but they did acquire Matt Moore, a left-handed pitcher from the Giants, and we had talked about Zach Greinke for a hot second, TR. This was a flash in the pan, really, but you wrote about how the Rangers are counting on a comeback from Moore, right?
Yeah, I think we talked about this in Orlando, too, that the Rangers were probably going to get one more pitcher who's going to be a reclamation-type project, a guy who's not coming off his greatest year, and that would be Matt Moore, but he was healthy all of last season. He didn't have a great year, but nobody on San Francisco did. Obviously the change of scenery is always a factor that you count on, but this is a guy who's had pretty good stuff. He's been a big winner before. He's had the success in the American League when he was pitching for Tampa Bay. You know, this is a guy who had his career derailed by Tommy John elbow reconstruction surgery. We all know how long that takes. It's been a couple of years, but, you know, this is a guy who has a chance. He's still pretty young. Still pretty healthy. This guy has a chance to be a middle of the rotation, even higher, if he can get everything together. So the Rangers kind of like this as a possible undervalued acquisition.
So at this point, TR, how's the rotation shaking out now?
Well, right now I think you're looking at Cole Hamels, Martin Perez, Doug Fister, Matt Moore, and then you got one of two guys who pitched in relief last year, Matt Bush or Mike Minor. Both are very excited about the chance to start. Both are really working hard and eager to start. So that'll be an interesting competition come spring training. And if one of them ends up in the bullpen, you know, you're looking at a guy who's had a track record of success as a reliever. Maybe both of them end up in the bullpen if the Rangers can go out and sign one more starter. The Rangers like versatility. That's been a big theme for them for the past year or two. And both Matt Bush and Mike Minor give them that versatility.
Okay, so I have to ask you, TR, I know we've talked about this a lot, but let's circle back to Yu Darvish and Jake Arrieta. Both familiar, Arrieta with Texas and Darvish with the team. So have you heard anything more from either of these camps and a possibility of a deal?
Well, early in the winter meetings, people were talking about a possible Yu Darvish reunion, but the night the Rangers signed Matt Moore, you know, we talked to John Daniels, and he said, and his quote was, you know, I've been consistent in saying that we're not going to play at the top of the free agent market, and Darvish and Arrieta at the top of the free agent market. Mm-hmm. So that statement right there kind of put a little bit of a damper on any chance the Rangers might get one of those two guys.
Okay, well, let's talk about a guy the Rangers do have, Mike Minor, because I don't think we've had a chance to spotlight this guy. The Rangers were pretty forthcoming in their pursuit of Minor. They eventually signed him, 3-year contract, $28 million, to join the starting rotation. He pitched in relief for the Royals last season. He told John Daniels he's comfortable in either role that he's asked to pitch in. He hasn't started since 2014, but that doesn't seem to worry the Rangers, right?
No, Danny, and this is an interesting guy because Now, most of the time when you get a reclamation project, let's say you go out and sign a Chris Tillman. This is he'd be a guy coming off a bad year, and you're hoping he's had a good year. Well, Mike Minor's coming off a good year. Mm-hmm. The problem is it was in the bullpen, but mm-hmm. he's been effective as a reliever or as a starter before, back in 2013-14 when he was with the Braves. Now, that's a long time ago, no doubt about it. He missed 2 years because of a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. Shoulder injuries are big deals. But last year he pitched very well as a reliever. I mean, he's got great numbers. So it's kind of an interesting project for them. But the great point is if he doesn't make it as a starter, if something doesn't go right in that regard, he could always be an extremely valuable piece in the bullpen.
Okay. Another person I want to spotlight, TR, that we didn't get to talk about last week and I wanted to, is Willie Calhoun, number two in the Rangers farm system and 60th overall for MLB Pipeline. Does he have a shot to make the roster in left field in 2018?
Absolutely, Danny. I mean, this is a guy that can hit. The Rangers know he can hit. They believe he's going to hit at the big league level. I mean, he had 31 home runs last year in AAA, and, you know, that's a pretty good, pretty step up. You know, it's obviously not the majors, but he's got the AAA numbers to suggest that he can make an immediate impact. You know, still unknown if he can handle left field, but he played pretty well out there last year. Going to get a lot of work out there, a lot of coaching. The Rangers are going to really go to work on him. But, yeah, they think this guy could help out in left field. And when the Rangers and when general manager John Daniels talks about giving opportunities to young kids this year on the offensive side, I think he's really talking about Willie Calhoun more than anybody.
TR, what's left for the Rangers?
They got to get starting pitching depth. Danny, that's got to be a big thing. I mean, we've talked about the five guys. We know that. We know Matt Bush is a candidate. They don't have any depth right now behind them. All their young pitching is AA right now and cannot be counted on, at least in the first half of the season. So they're going to have to go out and get some veteran, you know, guys on minor league contracts, you know, kind of like they've done in the past with A.J. Griffin and Jeremy Guthrie and guys like that. But they really need to start putting together a rotation in AAA or some candidates to be long shots for the major league rotation and build that up. And then they probably could use some more relief. I think right now, if you look at it, they could probably put together a pretty good starting 12 or 13 pitching staff. But they need depth, and they need depth bad. And I think that's what they're going to be focused on as we progress here the rest of the offseason.
Okay. All right. Last thing, TR. I know a lot of our reporters for MLB.com have mailboxes, mailbags where fans can send questions. So if fans want to send you questions, because there's still a lot of questions that are unanswered, where can they send you those questions?
I think you just go – you always send me questions at tr.sullivan@mlb.com, or you can go on to my last inbox, and I think they have a link you can click on to send me questions. That's probably the best way.
Perfect. Okay, and if you're on Twitter, you can go follow TR on Twitter and hit him up there as well. TR, I appreciate your time so much. I hope you have a great holiday, and we're going to talk soon because we got a lot of things left to talk about.
Okay, thank you, Danny.
Thanks, TR.